to sound good. If I can just get you to maybe spell your last name, just to kind of get a little bit of a level check.
For sure. Rohatyn, Rohatyn.
Okay, that works with me. All right. Rob Rohatyn, he's the executive director with the Edmonton Heritage Festival. It is happening this weekend. Dante, welcome to the Windspeaker Radio Network, Rob.
Thanks so much.
So I've been to this festival for many years, but of course I feel like we should first talk about the venue change. Can we talk a little bit about the venue change this year?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our second year in the temporary location. So with Horlock Park being under rehabilitation, we've been relocated temporarily, and we are located in Exhibition Lands in Borden Park. Last year was our first year in this space. We had a fairly successful year, and certainly some takeaways and learnings that we can incorporate into this year's event, but looking forward to making it bigger and better from last year.
Awesome. And first, say someone has never been to the Edmonton Heritage Days Festival. What can they expect when they come down there?
Well, we are one of the largest three-day multicultural festivals in the world. We're happy to welcome 69 cultural pavilions to our festival this year. Our festival is free to attend, so there's no admission requirement at the gate. So people are welcome to come in and experience all of the pavilions that are participating. Each of the pavilions are required to have at least two cultural components, anywhere from food offerings, arts and crafts, merchandise, cultural merchandise, as well as cultural vignettes. And the food items and merchandise are available for purchase. So if you're wanting to try some of the items, the food items, or purchase some of the cultural merchandise, those will be available for sale. And it's just a great opportunity to learn about the various cultural communities that make Edmonton home, and experience their passion and their desire to highlight and spotlight their cultures.
Amazing. Now, anything new that we can expect that might not have been there last year?
Yes. So as I mentioned, we have 69 cultural pavilions participating, which is an increase over last year where we had 64. So we have five new pavilions for this year. Four of them have participated in the past. So they were essentially on hiatus, and happy to have them back this year. And that includes Ghana Pavilion, Nicaragua, Lebanon, and Kurdistan, the Kurdish Pavilion. As well, we will have a Newcomers Center Pavilion on site where we partner with the Newcomers Center. And this is an opportunity for new groups that have not ever participated in our festival that, have a growing community and want to grow into a full pavilion. And the cultural organization participating in the Newcomers Center Pavilion is Myanmar.
Amazing. Now, I know the Canadian Native Friendship Center, they host the Indigenous Pavilion that's going to be over in Northlands Park. So we're looking forward to taking it in all weekend. It happens Saturday, Sunday, and Monday as well. Is that right?
That's correct. Saturday from 12 p.m. until 9 p.m., Sunday from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m., and Monday from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m.
Awesome. We can't wait to take it in. Once again, Rob Rohatyn with the Edmonton Heritage Festival that is happening this weekend down in Borden Park and the Edmonton Northlands Race Park. We can't wait to take it in, and thanks for chatting with our listeners today, Rob.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.